You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto, I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill, you might win some, but you just lost one trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Alexander. McCollum staying with him. Spins, gets inside. Left-handed off the glass. Oh, what a sweet move.
Giddy, tough spot. Backdoor. What a pass. What a play. And J-Dub picks the pocket of Trae Young. He'll take it himself.
This isn't Dart. You're listening to the Uncontested.
What is up, and welcome to the Uncontested Podcast, coming to you live Monday, April 29th, or as I like to call it, Sweep Day, as the Thunder go down to New Orleans, win 97-89, completing the 4-0 sweep in the first round, the youngest team in NBA history to win a playoff series, which means they are the youngest team in NBA history to sweep a playoff series.
That's good math.
A record I think might hang around for a while. I'm your host for the evening, Jacob Niffen. I've got the man with the bandana, J.D. Silva.
Fellas.
We got Justin Peabody.
Hello, everybody.
We've got Taylor Peterson.
Bring out the brooms.
Oh, my God.
Bring an actual broom.
Sigs right here.
got my broom here ready.
I feel like I needed a prop. Everyone else has a prop.
Justin was dropping some fire heat on the Twitter account tonight.
Yes.
So
that's
your prop.
Contribution.
The pizza rolls meme 2.0.
It was good work.
Dude. The AI Jeff's image kiss. of the sweep. Incredible work. Before we dive in to the game four victory, the sweep. Want to let you guys know we are brought to you by the Blue Wire Podcast Network and the best fast casual dining in Oklahoma City, Dave's Hot Chicken and Spark OKC. Both wonderful places. Hey, the Thunder aren't going to play basketball for like a week. Go celebrate the sweep by getting you some Spark or some Dave's or both. Throw some tenders on that burger.
Whoa.
Now we're talking.
That's an innovator.
Just do it. You can find us on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. If you are in the live stream right now, I have two jobs for you. Number one, go hit that like button, please. Number two, go share the video. Share this live stream link with whoever. Text your boss. Text your mom. Text your children. I don't care if you haven't talked to them in 20 years.
Text your mom's link. Boss.
Text your mom's boss. Text
careful
your boss's mom.
Boss at 11 p.m. Central Time.
What'd you say, JD?
I said, careful texting your boss at 11 p.m. Central Time if you're planning to do that right now.
I think it's a great idea.
Hey, my bosses are tuning into the podcast. My bosses
are. They
are.
Cool. All right, yeah, ass kisser. Also,
my nose is a little brown.
It is 11 p.m. Central Time. Thunder plane is scheduled to land in about an hour. So if you're into that and you're in OKC, drive on out to the airport. We tweeted the address. Go greet the team as they come back. Jazz says he's texting his wife's boyfriend right now.
He's trying to keep it together.
Thank you, Jazz. Get him on the show. I'm sure he's a nice guy.
Gentlemen,
it's done. Finito. Finished. They have swept the Pelicans. God bless B.I. He's in purgatory now. He's made it out of hell. The poor son of a bitch.
I think he's on his way to Galveston.
Hell 2.0.
That dude could use like an Aaron Rodgers, Rudy Gobert, like what is it? The
Darkness Retreat.
Darkness Retreat.
All he's seen is fucking darkness black. Also, do we have like infinite F cards tonight? Is that how a sweep works?
Point.
How much do you want Silva to have
to
hit?
It's a lot of work for poor Silva.
That's true.
That's the issue.
Well, Silva will set the pace with the F-bombs tonight. How about that?
Okay.
Silva, we will follow your lead.
All right.
Let's start off with a synopsis of the game. Don't want to go like deep quarter by quarter, but big picture. Justin, you watch this one from home. Us three Indeed. Were at the playoff patio.
Rub it in.
Which was awesome. Thank you to all the Thunder folks for the invite. We had a blast.
It was so cool.
Justin, your thoughts watching this one from home on NBA TV, or did you watch Bally?
I watched NBA TV for most of it because I didn't realize the Bally stream was actually still going, and I was having a really hard time with the Pelicans announcers because it was just like every uninformed take you've heard on the Thunder reiterated on that stream. And then I realized the Bally stream was up, and I switched to that for the fourth quarter. Takeaways, the first 3.5 quarters felt a whole lot like game one. And the last half of a quarter felt like game two and three. And that's like in simplest terms, I think that's how you sum it up. The shooting was horrendous to start the game. And then when the shooting stopped being horrendous, the Thunder built a lead, and you had huge threes from Josh Giddey, huge threes from J-Dub, and here we are, boys.
Can I make a statement real quick? I know we've kind of got a rough outline. We're going to riff a little bit because this is a celebratory pod.
This is a wise pod.
We have never podcasted over a playoff series win, guys.
No, we have not.
That's crazy.
We've done this podcast a long time. We have never done that. So we're just going to kind of riff a little bit here. I'm saying it right now. Considering stakes, pressure, adversity, location, situation, best quarter of basketball Josh Giddey has played in his 21 years on Earth. And if you want to disagree with me, I'll just tell you you're wrong. Best quarter of basketball, Josh Giddey, on both ends of the floor. That dude locked up on defense. Was it B.I. who got past Dort, got to the rim on that one possession? Josh rotated over and just ripped it out of his hands.
Tripped him. And that was after one of his threes, I believe.
I think that was after two of them. The first one was the right corner. And then the son of a bitch came down and just said, 2-on-1.
Not bleeping that.
Game time, baby.
Bingo. And just
bing bong. Just pulled that thing. I was blown away.
That's what's cool about the playoffs is that every game is a new opportunity to have your worst game ever or your best game ever. And fortunately for Josh, it was his best game ever. Hit some clutch threes, some clutch rebounds there at the end.
He was physical. He was defensive.
What is this? I forgot to have this. There's too much.
What's happening?
Got these bands going. Josh was awesome.
Silva
especially
looks so ridiculous.
Silva looks like he just Whataburger pulled in from Coachella.
I got the Whataburger headband at the dang playoff patio. They were handing out honey chicken biscuits, which I did not get till the very end because there were just three chilling on our table that were unclaimed. But I did get the bandana.
And you did the right thing and you claimed them.
Yeah. Silva looks like he just got done doing karate in the garage.
Correct.
They kicked the shit out of a piece of plywood.
Yeah. Yeah. Back to Josh. He took this felt like a total blur. He took a fast break.
Two on one. And the Thunder had the two.
Yeah.
And he just pulled it. Justin, I have to admit to you, when he pulled and hit that one, we were joking about it the other night on the show.
Yeah.
The other night, last night.
Last night.
It's a lot of podcasts.
I pulled the Dort. Had to.
Bingo.
Had to. Exactly.
So good.
Yes. So I think, and I thought Josh played a great game overall, especially defensively, something he's done well throughout the majority of the series, really ever since game one. He actually was asked about that post game and just mentioned wanting to at least be a neutral on that end of the floor, having the luxury of being surrounded by other great defenders and eventually working his way into a positive. I think he was a positive of really over the past two games, especially on the defensive end. I saw this stat while we were at the Thunder playoff patio. This is off the top of my head, but I believe he had 12 of his 14, or was it 9 of his 14 in the fourth quarter? Just absolutely insane. 4 of 6 from the floor, or sorry, 4 of 6 from 3, 5 of 10 from the floor. Just a huge, extremely clutch fourth quarter from Josh Giddey. Great game from Josh overall, especially on a night where Shea didn't have it. I kept saying to you guys while we were there watching it, Jacob and Silva, somebody else is going to have to step up offensively and help J-Dub out when Shea doesn't have it going. And tonight, and it took until the fourth quarter for somebody to finally step up, but it was Josh Giddey.
Yep. Huge. Exactly what you needed on a night like tonight. I think you said it well, Taylor. Like Shea didn't have it tonight for most of the game. Kind of like game one, where it felt like there were stretches where he was forcing it a bit. You've got to have someone else step up. It's awesome to see Josh Giddey be that guy, because I think if you could, Nick kind of said something similar in our group chat tonight. If you could rewind 2 weeks or a week, and if your Dave's hot take of the week was that Josh Giddey's hitting 2 3-pointers to put away a sweep against the Pelicans, like that's getting the Reaper rating instantly.
Yeah.
Like that was just not something that seemed in the realm of possibility. Now rewind like 2 months and say that same thing. It's crazy. And it's really awesome to see him have that success. He made a comment in the post game tonight of somebody asked, you know, what is it about Smoothie King Center? And he said, some arenas you just feel good in. So hopefully he feels that way about, you know, either American Airlines or Crypto Arena.
That's right.
Giddey tonight, 29 minutes, did close the game. I think he played the entire fourth. All 12 minutes of the fourth, I think. Ended 14 points on 5 of 10 shooting, 4 of 6 from 3. 3 rebounds, an assist, and a block. No steal. He should have one because he ripped Herb on the baseline there and took it away from him. Just an incredible Josh Giddey performance. I will stand by. That is his best quarter of basketball in his entire life.
Hard to argue against.
You are on the road in a closeout scenario against a team that is backed in the corner and has been fighting tooth and nail all night long. And for him to pull that out, I mean, that's awesome. That is awesome.
So how much of a confidence builder is that? Like,
oh, I know.
He was searching for confidence all season and slowly built it up. And now he will forever have this point of reference to like, oh, I proved I can do that. I can take a 2-on-1, like fast break three. I can hit clutch threes in a closeout game in the playoffs. Like, this is huge.
His stats in winner go home games in Smoothie King Center, pretty damn good.
Not bad.
Last year and this year, pretty damn good.
Andrew Wiggins to Chesapeake Energy Arena is Josh Giddey to Smoothie King Center.
Smoothie King, I like it.
Arguably, yes. We would be remiss. There's so many things to talk about. We can go so many different directions. I want to talk about Dort.
Yes.
You want to talk about the guy who's... Would it be a hot take to call him the MVP of the series?
I was going to say Lou Dort, the MVP of the series. Hands down. I had people text me that after I saw it on Twitter. His defense, just absolutely absurd. Tonight wasn't shooting the ball nearly as well. Still had 11 points, but the biggest thing was the 8 rebounds, crashing the boards like he did. I believe Royce Young just tweeted out one of his biggest ones there down the stretch of the game. Lou Dort was fantastic yet again. Like you mentioned, Jacob, really was probably the Thunder's best two-way player throughout the entirety of this series.
Incredible. You look, all you have to do is look at Brandon Ingram's stat line, and he makes the case for Lou for you. Shut him down. And I think coming into this series with the Zion news, I'm pretty sure on the preview show, we said something along the lines of, if the Pelicans want to have a chance in this series, B.I. is going to have to score 40 a night. B.I. shot like 4% every night in the series instead. And that's a huge reason why the Thunder swept. That's a huge reason why New Orleans scored roughly 90 points a game in this series. That's a huge reason why Oklahoma City is now in the Western Conference semifinals, because that man couldn't take a breath without Lou Dort being all up in his face.
Just Brandon Ingram tonight incredible. Had 8 points on 2 of 14 shooting.
Yeah.
That's insane.
And his second bucket was late in the fourth. He was like 1 of 12 at that point.
Hey, give me like 45 seconds. This bracelet, I keep trying to take it off under the desk, but it just keeps getting tighter, and now it's cutting off my circulation. So I'm going to go cut it off. I'll be right back.
Cut off the bracelet or your hand?
The bracelet, preferably.
Smart. It's good to clarify.
I guess he's Silva just like sitting there the whole time. All of a sudden he pulls up his hand and it's just purple.
Jesus.
Oh, man.
Lou was dope.
I was trying to find the stat. I don't know where it's at, of Brandon Ingram shooting on the series. Not great.
Not great.
It's not good. Obviously,
that's the official stat.
Basically just a vibes pod.
Not good, defense, boss.
Defense as a whole. I mean, something else we were talking about when we were watching the game is it wasn't just Lou Dort. Lou Dort goes and gets a quick breather. Who's coming on you next? Cason Wallace.
Cason Wallace was a dog in that third quarter. Those two rips were incredible. Here's the thing, guys. This tells you everything you need to know about this series. The Pelicans came to OKC for game 1 and 2 and scored 92 in both games. And the collective NBA community said, they're going home. They're going to score more than 92. And in both games at home, they scored in the 80s.
Yep.
Clamps. All over, like all across. There were so many plays tonight where I looked over to Taylor and JD. The Pelicans got to the rim and either didn't shoot it or missed. And I said, that's a Chet effect. I mean, how many times did I look at you guys and say that? The absolute Chet effect. Here you go. Connor's got the stats for us. Ingram, 14 points per game, 2.3 turnovers, 34% from the field, 25% from three.
Wild. It's nuts. On the chat front, that was the commentary that drew me off of NBA TV, was the Pelicans announcers after Valanciunas bucket going, I mean, he's got 30 pounds at least on Chet. He's just imposing his will down there. And sure. You can do that. Like we said, all series, you can have those buckets. What made me laugh was that stretch where, shout out the Smoothie King Center, like the half full Smoothie King Center, got pretty loud at points in the second half. And he had a moment, Valanciunas had a moment where he backed down Chet and put in a big, big bucket. And that place was going berserk. And then I think the very next time down the floor, he tried to do it again. And either rimmed out or missed really badly. I can't remember exactly what the outcome was, but it's like that right there is why you're okay with that gamble. You can do this all game, but now you have four guys standing around doing nothing. And is Valanciunas going to be able to score every time down? He's not. Exactly. And so you live with
we
that.
We saw in game two, he scored 11 points.
Yeah,
and then the poor son of a bitch couldn't get up and down the court. He was sucking air.
Got played off, exactly. 19 points for Valanciunas, 13 rebounds. He was the second leading scorer for the Pelicans behind C.J. McCollum, who only had 20.
That was also crazy that C.J. McCollum had 20 tonight.
Also, something my dad texted that I thought was a really good stat. 16 blocks and steals combined for the Thunder on and 19 forced turnovers. The defense just had the Pelicans absolute clamps the entire season as well. Primarily the series, just defensive masterclass.
100%. I love how much TP cites his sources, that he even cites text messages from his father.
That's right.
I love that. Shout out TP's dad.
They played 11 guys tonight. Now, granted, Kenrich Williams got 2 minutes. Gordon Hayward got 4 minutes.
Yeesh.
Thank goodness.
Gordon Hayward took one shot this series, boys.
Wow.
Let it be known that as we saw Gordon take his first steps onto the court tonight, Jacob looked over at Taylor and I and said, putting the over-under at 1.5 points. What are you taking?
Sylvan and I both thought generous. He would bucket. He did not.
They both took the over. You both took the over.
Thought he'd get a bucket.
Wow. That felt like the easiest under I've ever heard.
When he had Jose Alvarado on him, passed on the three, drove, and passed on the shot again, I was like, it's done. It's over.
Yeah. He's cooked.
Do you think Jose, he plays again in the playoffs?
Wouldn't surprise me.
You're right. It wouldn't surprise.
Very limited minutes, probably within the same rotation. Towards the end of the first quarters, and we probably don't see much of them.
But why?
I know.
Who takes get more minutes? Shots from now to the end of the playoffs? Gordon Hayward or Lindy Waters?
Brandon Ingram or Gordon Wash. Hayward?
Wash. 0-0.
Wow. Yeah. I don't know what you're getting from that. The Kendrick stuff is kind of surprising. It'll be interesting to see if that changes in the next round. Like if it was, for whatever reason, matchup dependent at all. I don't know that it was, but I thought he'd get a little more somewhere.
It felt like it, and we've talked a lot about that this series. Tonight, not so much, although I thought he contributed well, but Jay Will had a fantastic series. Just his physicality coming in when Chet would sit. I think Mark really valued that over playing, going to the small ball lineups with Kenrich. I know there were some small ball lineups that did not include Kenrich, but overall we saw a lot more Jay Will this series than I even anticipated. And I think Jay Will is a big reason for that. So Justin, to your point, I wouldn't be surprised, especially if it's the Clippers or even the Mavericks, if we see more Kenny Hustle in round two. Tonight, Jay Will only had 3 points. He's 1-1 from the floor as a big boom. Outside of that, not a lot of stats, but again, just continues to battle down low and really was able to match the Pelicans' physicality.
Speaking of Jay Will, Justin, we got a super. You want to read that?
We got a super chat from El Sumbra Regio 7. Shout out to the homie Jay Will. Ain't going to have the stats to show up, but had key moments in the swing moments of the second and third multiple games now. Jay Will absolutely was awesome. Awesome in this whole series.
And I think he becomes more playable the longer the playoffs go for the Thunder. I think against whoever they play in the second round, he is playable. And especially the Western Conference Finals against Denver or the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Easy, buddy.
Let's take a quick break. On the other side, we will continue talking about the Game 4 win and the sweep of the New Orleans Pelicans. We will be right back.
It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year.
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations. Forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. Win. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
And we are back. Justin, will you tell the fine folks about Dave's Hot Chicken, please?
I would love to. The East Hollywood pop-up sensation turned fast casual superstar Dave's Hot Chicken is now serving Oklahoma in Bricktown, Edmond, and coming soon to Chisholm Creek. Their mouth-watering sliders and tenders are offered at 7 spice levels, ranging from no spice to Reaper, which requires a signed waiver for those who dare. Each piece of hand-breaded chicken is spiced to order using a blend crafted specifically for its heat level or no spice at all, along with sides of house-made kale slaw, creamy mac and cheese, and crispy seasoned fries. And try the new Dave's Not Chicken, cauliflower slices that taste just like Dave's Hot Chicken, but they're not. Visit Dave's Hot Chicken in Bricktown right next to Fuzzy's Taco Shop before or after the next Western Conference semifinals Thunder home game.
More supers coming through the chat, Justin.
Oh, boy.
You're a busy man.
El Sombra Reggio's back. Also, our 2 second rounders and our undrafted defender have played better than the 11-year vet who gets paid significantly more. Can't argue with that.
Agreed. They all have been absolutely fantastic. Have we talked about Aaron Wiggins? I don't think we have yet.
Well, there's a lot of guys we have. Yeah, that's
true.
We'll talk about Wiggins. I think we are 24 minutes and 44 seconds into this podcast. We got to talk about Dub.
So we said Lou Dort, MVP of the series, maybe a hot take, but I think there's a lot of credence to that.
Yeah.
Dare I say J-Dub was the best player for the Thunder this entire series.
TP, another super chat from David Skelton. I know you love this question.
Oh, yeah.
Will J-Dub be the Thunder's best player in 2 years?
I'm not going to say he will be the best, but I am on record here about a month or two ago during one of our Dave's Hot Take segments saying that I think it will probably, the next time the Thunder are in the finals, it'll be a 1A, 1B conversation. I think J-Dub showed that this series. Tonight, 24 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, 9 of 17 from the floor, only 2 of 6 from 3. But those 2 threes were huge, especially that one during the fourth quarter. The thing I love about Dub is he's just the way he is filling the stat sheet night after night. I think it was after game 2 or game 3. I think it was game 3 where he got told his assists. He was like, I had that many assists. But that's just what he's – again, tonight, 8 rebounds. Like, we keep talking about this team and the narrative that they're undersized. It was Lou Dort with 8 rebounds tonight. It was J-Dub with 8 rebounds tonight. Shea had 10 rebounds tonight. Chet only had 9. Like, it's a committee effort, and that's largely led by J-Dub, who just continues to impact the floor on so many other levels outside of just his scoring. But we're seeing his scoring just continue to ascend to a new level. And just like Jacob was mentioning to us towards the end of the game, I think we're seeing the star in the making here during these playoffs.
Absolutely. I love the rebounding numbers from him, knowing they needed help on the glass. Defensively tonight, Justin, he was insane, like challenging guys at the rim. Who did he swat? Was it B.I. that he swatted at the rim? Just threw it back in his face. And then he blew up a CJ fast break. Just incredible stuff. Like, J-Dub is an all caps star.
He's been all you could hope for and more. I think he was one coming into this playoffs. J-Dub was a guy that I was most intrigued to see what's he look like in the playoffs. Shea,
pretty goddamn good. That's what he looks like.
Pretty good. Shea, like, he's been in the playoffs. Granted, very different situation, but he has been there. J-Dub, for as young as he was, for the success that he's had so early, it was fun to consider what he might look like in the playoffs. I don't know about you all, but what I considered and daydreamed about is way less than what we got in real life, which is so fun and so exciting to be a Thunder fan and see what you're getting out of J-Dub. And to even have the question, even if we're talking hypotheticals in the future, like the question that Shea, a bona fide MVP superstar candidate, might not be the best player on the team. It might be J-Dub. That's a crazy conversation. And I don't think it's like that crazy of a question. I think it's a little crazy of a question, but I don't think it's that crazy of a question. Like, it's not like we're trying to say, is Alperen Şengün the next coming of David Robinson?
Wilt Chamberlain, or yeah, Wilt there you Chamberlain. Go.
For some reason,
it's at least a conversation.
The player that came to mind, which
that's a decent one too.
It's not great.
It's at least a conversation at this point, which is wild.
Speaking of J-Dub, JD, we have a photo here. Video.
Yes.
Incredible.
What's going
on? Pre-game fit.
Adidas.
I saw that too. Like the Adidas.
He looks like
branding,
he's from Among Us.
So what threw me off.
We do have some context to this post-game. I don't have the quote in front of me, but I was seeing this on Twitter. I think it was Ryland, her guy Ryland, who tweeted this out. Dub said post-game, this is actually an Adidas bag that he has somehow made into a helmet or a mask or however you want to call it. So there you go. Shout out Adidas.
That is incredible.
I mean, a little great. Our guy is turning into Kanye West, but, you know, can't get too far ahead of
ourselves. I think we're safe. I think
we're safe. Not.
JD, the first two letters of J-Dub, also the guy that has been on the J-Dub train since the draft, since we watched his first game in a Thunder uniform together in Summer League out in Las Vegas. JD has been one of the biggest Dub fans I have known. So, JD, the floor is yours just to riff off J-Dub's first playoff series and how you're feeling right now.
Yeah, I obviously the first we talked about already, but the first 3.5 quarters were tough. And J-Dub is the one who, like, I watched him flip a switch and just dominate the game and take over the game, a playoff game, an elimination game. J-Dub, who is, what, 23 years old at this point, took the game over, dominated on defense, on offense, but didn't, like, did it in the J-Dub way, which is he didn't dominate the ball. Yeah. He was exactly where he was supposed to be on offense and defense. He was there. He was just involved enough to make a gigantic impact on the game, just nailing threes, blocking shots, playing insane defense on CJ. Just everywhere, and was like everything you could ask for, and stepped up when SGA was struggling, just missing a bunch of free throws, not getting open shots. I don't know. His ceiling is, I have no idea. You know, you could say the old MJ quote, his ceiling is the roof. And but yeah, I don't know. J-Dub is incredible. That is, there's incredible. Not enough superlatives for me to describe how much, like, how good I think that guy's going to be.
So a quick aside, we're getting some comments in the chat. I went ahead and pulled it up. partially injured Jamal Murray, who ended up playing tonight anyways, hits the game winner tonight yet again to send the Lakers home.
Amazing. Yes.
Really? He just hit it basically at the buzzer.
So brutal. That also means that the Wolves Denver series will start, presumably, before the Thunder either Mavericks or Clippers series.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's fascinating.
So the way that works, Clippers Mavs have game 6 on Friday night. That could get closed out Friday night. If it did, the earliest start date for round 2 for OKC would be Sunday, maybe Monday. If Clippers Mavs go 7, game 7 would be on Sunday, which would put Thunder's start the second round on Tuesday. So I think bare minimum, we're 6 days away, and I think at maximum we're about 8 days away from game 1.
Wild.
Can I also add that we had a hot take before this series started? I said J-Dub would outscore Brandon Ingram.
Yes! Yeah!
I have the point total. J-Dub,
do you?
90 points in these 4 games. Brandon Ingram, you guys want to guess? How many points, how many total points he scored?
50. 57.
I was going to say 60.
Son of a bitch.
That seems high.
He scored 57 points.
Boom!
Yeah.
So, yeah, J-Dub scored 33 more points. A little bit of math.
Well done. Night. Well done.
Yeah. Suck it, Nick.
Incredible. Hey, let's take another break real quick. On the other side, we'll give some of our final thoughts. Maybe peek ahead. I can ask for consent to peek ahead because I might get more F-bombs thrown my way At least Nick's not here tonight. We will be right back.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And we are back. JD, can we tell the folks about some Spark Burgers, please?
Yes, I will. Spark joy at Scissortail Park's family-friendly joint, Spark. Dive into their menu of burgers, bites, and cold delights. Don't skip the must-try BLC burger, pink fries, frozen peach club special, and rotating custard flavor of the month. Hey, there's a new one in roughly 2 days. I want to know what it is. Located directly west of the Paycom Center, Spark is the best spot to hit before or after a Thunder game. We all know two scoops or even three scoops of custard is better than one, so be on the lookout for Spark number 2 and 3 coming to Chisholm Creek and Nichols Hills later this spring and summer.
Meek says that the music bed for the ad read sounds like he's in an elevator at Disneyland.
So
definitely
like
not the vibe we were going for.
Feels like a great place to be.
Yeah. There are worse elevators you could be in. You could be on the elevator that Ingram was on this series, going straight
to hell. The elevator to hell.
Going straight to hell.
Poor Brandon Ingram. Lasting thoughts from round one, boys.
We haven't talked about Chet tonight specifically, maybe his series as a whole. Again, just another player that even when he isn't necessarily playing his best, just continues to impact the game.
His best offensively.
Sorry.
Because
that's what I
thought he was incredible defensively. Smoot called it the elevator, and that's incredible.
The elevator. That's amazing. Well done. Yeah, correct. That's what I meant. Offensively, 1 of 7 from 3 tonight, 5 of 12 from the floor, but still 9 rebounds, 5 assists. The most important thing, Jacob, that you kept mentioning to us is his rim protection and deferring so many of those shots. Whether it's Herb Jones, Trey Murphy, who had a tough series, a lot of that due to Chet, as well as the perimeter defense from the Thunder. I mean, Chet had a fantastic series, even if it isn't going to pop on the stat sheet necessarily. Although, quick aside, I think moving forward, something to keep an eye on is what we saw. Was it game 3 where Chet came out, or game 2 when Chet came out firing and hitting those shots? Had a monster offensive game. We're going to need that if we're going to continue to advance in the playoffs. And so I hope these days of rest can kind of get Chet back to a consistent threat from outside and get his offensive game going again. But defensively, he was just an absolute menace. So you can't ask for too much more on that end of the floor.
I think the benefit of this time off is rested Chet is the best Chet. And while the Thunder in general, like the broad theme for the team is that they don't play as well on a lot of rest, Chet is awesome on a lot of rest. And if, like, you don't turn this down. We kind of debated this a little bit last night, Jacob. Like, is it a bad thing that the Thunder didn't lose a game in the first series?
Don't ask the Athletic. They have an answer for that.
Hollinger knows.
And I can, man, it's just, no. It's not a bad thing. I'm glad they got a test tonight. I will say that if they had come out and steamrolled this game by 20, maybe there's some validity of, like, was it too easy? The fact that they had to fight for the win tonight, and the fact that Smoothie King got kind of chippy, the fact that the crowd was into it, the fact that
there were some big shots by McCollum and Valanciunas, and it felt like the tide was turning, and they had to go against that adversity and go actually like steal the win. That's great. You can do that with a win. And I think that like getting that experience tonight is awesome. Is it going to be the exact same as what they get in LA or Dallas? Probably not, but it doesn't hurt.
I loved the fourth quarter adversity, Justin.
Yep.
For them to go down. What, did they go down seven?
I think it was seven.
To go down seven. It sounds so cliche. I know it does. But like Mark always says, just stack possessions. It's one possession at a time. Just play the next possession. And for them, like, fall back to that. You know, just to buy in to the moment, win this possession, then go win the next one, and just slowly build it back.
Yep.
You didn't win it with just a flurry of, I mean, you kind of did win it with a flurry of threes.
But still.
But it was like, point. Possession, get a stop. Possession, get a stop. Hit a three, strip Herb, get another three, defend BI and force him to one of those other, you know, it's just, it's incredible. Like, I don't know if it's really set in. I was talking to JD on the ride home. The youngest team in NBA history to win a playoff series. Taylor was just talking about Chet. Oh, I hope he can get more consistent from the offensive end. Totally agree, Taylor. Bro's a rookie. What happens in 3 years, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah. When they're still one of the youngest teams in the league.
Then they're sweeping the Western Conference Finals, well, Jacob.
And not only that, but something you two mentioned about that stretch that they went down, facing that adversity in towards the end of the fourth quarter, really the majority of the fourth quarter. It wasn't Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who likely is going to finish second in MVP voting, who carried them down that stretch and won them the game. It was a committee effort, like I mentioned earlier in the podcast. It was Giddy. It was obviously J-Dub stepping up. It was so many of these different players. And that just shows you the depth and the maturity of this team. So to something that you mentioned earlier, Justin, I'm not too concerned about that gap either, because it's all about what Mark keeps saying over and over in these media availabilities.
Yep.
It's not about we don't have the playoff experience. It's we've been through this. We're going to continue to play our brand of basketball. We've been practicing it throughout the entirety of the season. And a week of rest isn't going to alter that one way or the other.
We got another super chat from Alan McIntosh this time. I hope there's a ton of people at the airport tonight when they get back. Dortcher Chamber was in full effect this series. Kaysen held his own too. Jacob, I'm putting you on the spot. Are you going to the airport tonight? Look, you sicko.
I have to speak at a symposium panel tomorrow at work.
Oh, man.
What if instead of speaking, you just got up there and barked?
What the hell is a symposium?
Mic drop.
I'll show you a symposium, you dirty bastard.
Oh my
I might
gosh.
Go out there. I can sleep after, right?
Yes! You can sleep for the next 6 to 8 days.
There you go.
The content is going to be too good.
It's simply right, too good.
I said, but before I ordered a vodka Red Bull at about 8 p.m., I said, I can sleep after. Same thing.
Amazing.
What did you say when you were slamming that honey butter chicken biscuit on the drive home?
Not shit. I was just eating it and listening to the low post.
That's a vibe.
Living the dream.
Silva wearing a Whataburger headband, slamming a chicken biscuit in the car, listening to the low post.
After a Thunder playoff sweep.
We have another super chat from Carbon Honda. Did Shai hurt his leg? Saw he struggled to sit down post game as he injured it in the fourth on a 3-point attempt. Hope he's okay. Dignall said post game that it will not be an issue for the next series, so it must not be anything too serious.
He's also got a week.
He also has six to eight days.
He did
nurse that bad boy.
He tweaked the ankle there. That's something we haven't touched on. Was it at the end of the first quarter? Where he had a step back three, kind of kept going backwards, and then twisted his ankle on somebody, one of our players sitting on the bench. Not ideal.
That son of a bitch.
And I've seen a lot of
him. At least he didn't get the.
I think it was like Isaiah Joe or someone.
At least he didn't get the bench treatment.
Yeah,
at least he didn't get finched.
Gosh, no kidding. But hey, there have been a lot of comments earlier in the podcast talking about like, well, I think that's why Shea struggled a little bit this game.
Yep.
I agree.
Yeah.
I also think he kind of struggled a bit just being accustomed to the Shea that we've gotten to see this season. Wasn't quite at his best the past couple of games. Well, really this game and the last game in New Orleans, game three and game four. I'm wondering if that quad's flaring up a little bit on him. We kind of saw him like slapping at it a little bit there. I believe it yet again during this series. Again, going back to what we talked about with the week's
slapping
rest,
the
I think
quad,
this will benefit.
That's what I call it.
I was about to say that. I couldn't decide.
Guys
if it was
are
too
the
dumb.
Worst. The worst. Bust.
Slapping
I think
the quad.
A week off will do.
It'll help
Jay some good stuff as well.
Shout out to my guy Micah. Says symposium is short for simp. Get to the airport.
That's awesome.
Hey, the extra
that is
rest
awesome. When do they land? Do we have an official land time yet? Because originally it was midnight, right?
Yeah.
Someone said in the chat, first plane 12:30, second plane 1:00. Why is there two planes? You know what happened plane. Last time there was two planes?
No.
I knew that was coming.
No.
I started snickering. No. I knew that was coming.
No.
Do we need to edit that out, JD? No.
Good night.
This is what happens on Contested After Dark.
Yeah.
To be fair, what Jacob was influenced by a Washington, the Nationals. Nationals,
the Nationals had a tweet. Yeah.
What I was going to say.
Please save us.
Is that health seems especially relevant and important right now because it seems like a main player on like every playoff team is going down every other night. Like Jamal Murray has the calf strain. Porzingis went down tonight with
everyone's hurt
calf strain. You get a calf strain. You get a calf strain. Kawhi Leonard, his body. Luka Doncic has an issue. Like everyone has something right now.
Yeah.
So a Shea that's ankle playoffs. Roll by a week of rest. That's it's fine. All things considered.
You know, in the playoffs, you're either out because you're hurt and you need a little God and ice. Or you're out because you sucker punch your opponent running down the court or kick him in the nuts. One of the two.
It happens.
It happens.
Yeah. Shout out to Draymond Green.
That tweet.
For tweeting that bench didn't need to leave the game. Brother.
Incredible.
You can't give anyone advice about leaving games. We're getting to Draymond Green hate and some possibly insensitive jokes. It might be time to wrap
possibly.
This bad boy up.
Possibly.
Well, Justin, I asked you this last night. I'm asking the team tonight. First round is in the rearview mirror. Who do we see in the second round, JD?
The Clippers.
Taylor?
I was thinking about this when I was listening to you all earlier today, since I wasn't able to be on last night. There's a gentleman sweep. Silva educated me on the douchebag sweep. I didn't know that was a thing. Here until you mentioned that last week. What is the sweep called where the Mavericks just sweep the rest of the series when it's tied 2-2? Because I think that's what happens. Mavs win these next two, it's over.
I don't think there's a name for that.
The Mavs sweep is what I'm calling it. Mavs is who the Thunder are going to see.
I want the Clippers.
I do too.
J-Dub just commented on our tweet about coming to the airport. So
what'd he say? Cool.
He said, say that. Say that, yep. Jacob.
Yes, sir.
Everyone's going to go to the airport now. J-Dub said so.
I'm getting a lot of texts about my joke. I feel like I need to be canceled.
You should.
Jacob. I'm not picking it out.
We may not be invited back to the Thunder playoff patio, but.
Oh, my gosh.
Fire shout up out to the Thunder for having us at the patio. JD's been playing outro music for like 5 minutes. We got to get out of here. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. It's a sweep. We will be back Wednesday. We're going to hop on the show, talk some NBA playoffs, talk some general Thunder stuff. Look forward to the next round. And then we will be back Sunday, either with another regular pod or a game one post game. Going to be incredible. Cannot wait. This is like the best time ever to be a Thunder fan.
It's the best.
I can't believe we get to podcast over a series win, gentlemen. We've been podcasting so damn long. It's incredible.
I love basketball.
We'll talk to you guys on Wednesday. Enjoy it. Until then, and as always, Thunder up.
The headlines remind us daily, the world is a dangerous place. The elites in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing. But you know better. And your gut knows that time is short to prepare for a world that is four missed meals away from chaos. My Patriot Supply has helped over 3 million families become more self-reliant and is the company Americans trust to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contain delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Secure at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200, plus get free shipping on all their Ready Hour three-month emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. My Patriot Supply also has solar power generators, water filtration units, biomass stoves, heirloom seeds, and critical survival gear. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.